Boss Man Show. We have a game day guest, Darren DeVries of the Drake Bulldogs. Game tonight. He joins me on the show. Coach, what's up? How you doing, brother?
Hey, doing great. It's always a great time of year. Basketball season's off and rolling. So got a game tonight. So looking forward to opening up conference play.
No doubt, man. What makes you, Coach? Last year was a great year for you, man. You got a great game in the tournament there. Got 26 wins during a COVID year of all years, man. So tell me about after you got something to reflect on last year, knowing what you all went through to get that many wins in a year so crazy as it was last year.
Yeah, it was a challenging year for everybody in college sports, and I thought last year our guys did a great job of just embracing, you know, the moment of what we were in and accepting it and just having fun with it. And I thought, overall, it was an awesome experience despite, how abnormal it was.
Most definitely, Manny. Like you said, man, you're a young man that had to adapt all year long. Get those life lessons about having to adapt to different scenarios, circumstances. I don't know if you're going to play or not, testing every day. Talk about how your young men grew as men had to do what they did with last year, man.
Yeah, I think it's a great life lesson last year. It's like nothing goes in life exactly as you plan it. You got to be able to, survive in advance, if you will, every day. And I thought, for us, being able to take obstacles that get thrown at you, put them in a positive light and deal with them and move forward with something our guys did a great job with that they can carry with them as they move on after basketball is over too.
No doubt. And you know what's good about it? Think about this. A lot of these young men and coaches may not appreciate spring practice or summer workouts until last year. How important those things really are to have. And tell me about how excited your guys would be together again, having spring and a true summer and a true fall to get ready for this stretch run you have here in non-conference where you're getting the full play in the Valley, which is very tough.
Yeah, I think everybody, coaches, players included, realize just how much you love what you do. You know, when you get it taken away from you and you don't get those opportunities to be in the gym together and have that camaraderie every day. So getting the chance to spend the summer together again and workouts and things was a lot of fun for us. And I know our guys enjoyed being back in the gym, you know, for a full summer, getting to do all the things they love to do every day.
No doubt. And you know what? Because you know this, Coach, player development is so key. And getting guys better, and you get really better doing those individual drills in summer in springtime there, really get some better. Talk about that player development piece and how crucial it is to get your young men in that gym every day, getting better and really hone their game, teach them these little fine things to make their games a little bit better. Because when them tough games you have, it comes in handy eventually.
Yeah, that player development piece for every program is so huge. You know, getting guys in there that want to work and they want to get better and trying to maximize each individual's talents and then collectively as a team. Those are such crucial moments before a game's even played. A lot of the wins and losses are decided in June and July sometimes.
You got that right. And you know what, Coach? You know, you went to Orlando down to the ESPN, one of the results you wanted, but seeing different styles. Those three games in down there, it has to help you all when you come into the Valley play, as you play tough opponents going forward through this non-conference and to your season in the Valley as well.
Yeah, it was a great tournament for us. Unfortunately, we came up on the short end of some very close games against some great competition. But I thought overall, our guys, played, competed really hard and no doubt will get us ready for the start of conference play.
Yeah, and you got an older roster with some guys, young guys in that pipeline. Talk about having veterans who's been through these fires, who understand that losses will happen, but can bounce back from don't let them hold them back and really just prepare for their next game, next practice, and be better going forward.
Yeah, I think when you have a veteran group there, they understand, like, you have times during the course of the year where maybe you have a tough loss or you have a great win and be able to handle both are equally important so you can move on to that next 40-minute game. And that's what our guys do, I think, a great job of is just, they play a game, win or lose, they learn from it, and then they prepare to win that next 40-minute game, whatever that is.
Exactly. And Coach, how was that COVID year? Having guys coming back, not where it counted against them. So having that in the system one more year, learning your culture even more, becoming more immersed in being what a Drake Bulldog is all about. How's that COVID going to help you this year, but also down the road for your younger guys as well?
I think it's great, you know, for especially our older guys to get another year of college basketball. I mean, what a gift, you know, for everyone. So that part's really cool. And for them to get to spend another year with us from a coaching standpoint, you know, we feel truly blessed to have these guys for another year. Those guys that got to, you know, return to play, and even the younger guys that they just get an extra year of college basketball. So, you know, we're excited about it. And I think, you know, as this year plays on, having this amount of veteran guys and down the stretch is going to play big benefits for us.
And they can get a little master's degree as well, because they can go to grad school, because, you know, there's also students as well. So I used to get a master's degree. I got my master's degree too, Coach. So I know how it was for me. Going straight through is my best bet. If I started, I wouldn't have got it, Coach.
Yeah, I love it. I think we have half of our team right now getting their master's degree, which is incredible. You know, and again, you talk about COVID and you know, being able to spin it in a positive light of these guys now got to stay an extra year, get another year of their education paid for, and get their master's degree completed. So that's really cool for a lot of these guys.
Hey Coach, yeah, BAPO tonight. Tell me about that matchup tonight. What are you going to be looking for, though, for your team to do tonight to make sure you get that win tonight and get this win streak back going for you guys, man?
Yeah, Valpo's a great matchup for us. We struggled with them last year. They beat us pretty handily at their place in one game. And then the other game, we trailed by double digits in the second half, but we were able to come back and win. So it's certainly a matchup that has given us some problems. So, you know, to start off conference play, you know, with a team with, and we have a lot of guys from that region actually, right in that area. So it's an important game for them too, you know, just playing kind of a team from back home, but even though it's at our place. So, you know, it's an exciting matchup for us. I think it's, you know, our guys are hungry to get back out there again after a tough week, and then with the conference play on top of it, it should be a really exciting game.
No doubt, in which I kind of look at your roster. A lot of Midwestern guys on your roster, man. And that's to be good, because you taking care of home and trying to recruit the home. Talk about that piece, making sure that you go around Des Moines and make sure you get all those young men in the Midwest who know about Drake basketball, what it's meant over the years for the Valley and that region as well.
Yeah, I think anytime you can have your program have a nice foundation from, you know, local players and stuff, because there's just those ties there, you know, it means a little bit more when you're home and things. So having that type of foundation is really important. It's nice too when you have, you know, guys that are close to home, that families can come and be a part of it and share in their you know, successes and see it firsthand. So that part's been really cool. I think, you know, having the amount of families that are able to make the games, home and road for that matter, because all of our games are all within the region there, it makes it very nice for all these families to go see their sons play.
No doubt. Also, Coach, as we've mentioned previously, you're coming to Atlanta next week on 11 to play Clemson in the Holiday Hoops Giving Classic, one day MTE event down here in Atlanta. Tell me about how you all get involved in playing down here and getting to play against a real coach team and Brad Barnell's team here in Atlanta coming up here next week.
Yeah, it was basically we were looking for games, and this was an opportunity where there was a neutral site game available, you know, through a promoter and things. So it was a matchup that we felt like was a great challenge for us, you know, and a great opportunity to get to play a team like Clemson, you know, out of the ACC, where you can go play them in the Atlanta Hawks facility. So our guys are excited about it. I love the opportunity for us to go play in Atlanta against Clemson, and it should be another challenging contest for us. Again, preparing us for, you know, conference play, which would be, you know, full slate right around the corner.
And, you know, with Atlanta being serious, you know, it's being a coach, being in the business all these years, a lot of players in Atlanta. So getting ahead at Drake brand in State Farm Arena where the Hawks play it. So guys would say, hey, opportunity to go to Drake now. Des Moines, hey, those guys are good. And the Valley is getting better, as we know, with the realignment. So talk about that for recruiting piece as well, having that exposure, being in Atlanta, in our arena here where the Hawks play at, so people can see what you're about and what you all about up there at Drake, man.
Yeah, every time you get the opportunity to go out on the road and in a different place, it's an opportunity to showcase your team to people that maybe haven't had the opportunity to see us. So, you know, we're going to go down there, obviously play the best Drake basketball we can and try to, you know, put on a great show and would love to come away with a win, obviously. And you know, maybe that would impress some even more potential recruits for us.
No doubt. And you also have another good game myself, St. Louis in Las Vegas. I mean, tell me about that game, man. I love Vegas. Travis Ford does a good job with the Billikens, man. Another tough matchup for you guys, but also again, preparing you all again for that Valley play.
Yeah, similar deal. Just another matchup that was out there that we were looking for a game, another quality opponent. And as you mentioned, St. Louis is definitely that. And Coach Ford does an awesome job, and they got a great team, and they're off to an awesome start. So, again, another game that we're looking forward to, the opportunity to go play and go play in a neutral site out in Vegas.
No doubt. Coach DeVries, look forward to seeing you Saturday. I'll be there. I'll make sure I come give you a fist pound, man, tell you what's up, man. So I'll be looking out for you guys down there, man. Hope you all do well. And best luck to you tonight against St. Thomas as well. And Omaha, then we come to Atlanta. Hope you do well as well there as well, Coach, man.
Awesome. Appreciate you.
Anytime, Coach. Be safe, man.
You bet.
All right.